What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK right here on another podcast episode of Working the Dash. I wanted to jump on today just to kind of have a conversation because I found my own self personally kind of slumping. You know how it is. You have so much enthusiasm for people and you have more enthusiasm for their lives and you have more answers for them than you can actually find for yourself. And, you know, it's in those moments where I have to start wondering, how can I get myself back on track after I have lost the fervor or the enthusiasm for my own self? And it's so easy when you're working on behalf of someone else to really just try to maximize their potential and you see more for them than they can see for themselves. But you know what? Sometimes we have to reframe that energy and we have to rejuvenate our own lives. So I just wanted to jump on and ask you this question. How do you get back on track? What are some things that you do to pick yourself back up? And we lose our enthusiasm because life happens along the way. You know, I've been traveling a lot. I have some things that I've had to put on the back burner just within the last couple of weeks that really, really zapped energy out of me because, you know, I'm thinking about all of the things that I have left to do, yet I'm expanding my time and my energy in other spaces. So I had to come back to center. I had to come back to core. Now, whatever your beliefs are centered around that, I had to sit with myself, my own thoughts, and meditate on how, TK, how do you get yourself back on track? Because truth of the matter is that we all have levels of depression. We all have levels of anxiety. The thing about all of that is, it's not bad that you have that because it's all a part of human nature. It's all a part of the psychological makeup that we go through as human beings. But we can't wallow. We can't stay there. And I just had to like shake myself. I literally like at 6 p.m. Let's get this coffee. Let's get this day started over. Not like started, but let's start it over. Let's press reset. Girl, get your life. And I had to do a little self-talking. So that was one of the things I had to do because if you start feeling stuck in a rut and you stay in that rut and you start looking at things around you, you start to compare your life to what's really not real. You start scrolling social media and it just becomes even more depressing because you see what Sally is doing, what Bob got going on. And you're like, oh man, Rachel is out here on the beach. I see somebody in Cancun, Mexico, and then somebody just got a promotion and somebody now is posting that they got a 25% raise. Somebody else is saying, oh, all of my student loans are canceled. And you're like, I'm doing nothing. What can I do with my life? And then you're looking at all of these signals and these signs of, oh my God, slump. And there's no buzz. And like the old saying said, the thrill is gone. Well, listen, I just want to make sure that you're not holding yourself back and you get yourself up. That's right. Get yourself up. Grab you a latte. Get yourself back in the game. It's a good idea to figure out exactly what is holding us back. If it's self-doubt, if it's fear, you know, we have to match all of that. We have to say, listen, why am I doubting myself? What am I afraid of? Because a lot of it is pseudo fear. It's like you just see somebody else doing something or you just feel as though, hey, what I have is not good enough. If it wasn't good enough, listen to this. If it was not good enough, it would not be a part of your gifting. It would not be a part of your talent base. It would not be a part of the knowledge and the expertise you can bring and the value that you can add. You wouldn't even have it if it was not good enough. Now, can it take some honing? Of course it can. But it is always good enough. When you have God in your life, when you have prayer as a part of your life, when you are spiritually centered, like I had to come back to center. I had to say, God, I need you to pick my heart up, my heart. I need my whole heart picked up. I need it up. I need you to lift it up. I need my whole heart picked up because I don't want to feel this way. And I don't want to be okay for everybody else, and I cannot be okay for myself. So one thing that helps us regain enthusiasm is getting into a healthy posture, healthy talking, healthy lifestyle. Get yourself talking positive. You cannot sit and wallow in the conversations of, I wish I should have, or I could have, or, oh my goodness, if I only. Stop singing that song. You got to get back enthused by having positive self-conversation. You got to get yourself back into a positive routine. So you know what I had to do? Listen, I'm not paid by CNBC to talk about Shark Tank, but hey, I turned on a rerun and I start listening to these investors. I started listening to the people who wanted opportunity. And you know what? It helped me. It helped my self-talk because that's what I need. I'm a business owner. And sometimes, you know, as you're going through life and life is happening, you don't feel like doing your business. You don't feel like marketing your book. You don't feel like marketing your makeup. You don't feel like peddling your little products. You just don't feel it, right? So I had to say, listen, what do I have to offer? Oh, TK, you're an author. You're a business owner. You are a subject matter expert in financial aid at your job. You are a quality analyst. You have something to give. You have something to offer. You have something to share. And so I had to put myself around people, or I created that environment. For me, yes, it was Shark Tank. I created that environment for myself. I put that on, and guess what? I start watching these entrepreneurs give their speeches. I start listening to these investors talk to them, and ooh, let me tell you something, got some fire under my belt. I'm in school as well. So you know what else I had to do? I had to go look at the profiles on LinkedIn of some of my professors and some of the people who already have the DR period, that they've earned that doctorate in front of that name. I went and looked at their profiles, and you know what? I got an inspiration. So inspiration is all around you. You just have to find it. Get yourself a routine. Start talking positively. And, you know, do something for yourself that nobody else is doing right now. And what I want you to do is always know that you're not the only person going through. Just don't wallow there. Don't stay there. Everyone goes through times where they lose interest in life. But the key thing is to remember that you are not stuck. You're only stuck where you stop. Did you hear what I just said? You're only stuck where you stop. If you keep moving, and sometimes it's necessary to stop, don't get me wrong, because some people say, oh girl, just keep moving. Oh, just keep going. And you see all these positive posts. Sometimes you have to stop. Don't feel like keeping going. That was totally not even correct English, but you don't feel like going. Sometimes you have to stop. I had to stop tonight. Regroup, recenter, refocus. Find some inspiration all around me. And I just had to now take a bite out of life. Now I'm back in control. I'm back on top. I'm the one calling the shots, not my depression, not my rut, not my sad demeanor. I'm the one calling the shots now. I'm the one who's commanding my spirit, my soul, my mind, myself, my heart to get up, give thanks to God for life, and live ambitiously. Yes, you gotta live with ambition. You've got to know that you are someone else's spark. You are someone else's inspiration. You have the fire that it takes. You are the one that can motivate. You can move mountains. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You got it. All you got to do is get up, muster up that enthusiasm, and understand that you are not alone and you're only stuck where you decide to stop. So if you've stopped, I encourage you to get back in gear. Put that key back in the ignition. Turn that car of your life on. Rev that engine up and get back in control. Well, my friends, this has been your girl, TK. Are you tired? I'm a little tired tonight. That energy just came back. And I'm telling you, you know how when your adrenaline is high and then you give that out and it's like, oh, my goodness, I poured out. I just want you to know you're not alone. We're all feeling this, but guess what? We're headed towards the bottom of the year. And I just want us to take charge and upgrade our lives and understand that we are not alone. All of us are going through something, but we do not want to lose enthusiasm and stay lost. We want to get that enthusiasm lit. We want to strike that match of life and keep it moving. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight to another podcast episode with your girl TK. Please do me a favor. Let somebody know that this podcast is on Spotify, Working the Dash with TK. Share this episode with your friend, your neighbor, your coworker, your colleague, your peers, your family members. Share it all over. Like this podcast, follow this podcast, and make sure you tune in again on another episode of Working the Dash with TK. All right, you all, take care of yourself, take care of each other. Until next time, be blessed.